I'm Van.
I'm sorry.
That's
Harry.
Her fuse. Her fuse even name.
Well, why don't you name Chip?
This individual. I did name Chip.
I mean, call out his name. We already named Harry. You said Harry was a good name.
All right.
Some people.
Shout out to the big homie Dan Pottenworth.
Which one? Yeah.
His name is.
Fireside last
lively
week.
Lively disagreement discussion. I like that. We need more of that.
Yes.
Can't be doing all this crazy toxicity that's happening in the Western world around politics. People need to be able to talk to each other. So
disagree
thank you, Dan.
Stridently. What?
Also shout out now immediately people are gonna say Pantera's not underground band. We agree. We had technical and pregnancy difficulties, and so the main stage and underground got flipped.
You'll notice this one still says main stage, and the one this morning still said underground.
Right. Okay, so this is Pantera. This Love.
Okay.
So we haven't done Pantera in like 2 weeks, so I'm pretty excited.
I've been having withdrawals.
Also, shout out to our mystery caller. I appreciate you, my guy. He's a big draw. People like talking to him. It's mind-blowing to me that people have no idea. It's mind-blowing to me that he's hanging out in the chat for that long. So
I know. Yeah.
I keep getting all these emails. People have like constructed their. You ever see those like
trying to figure out who he is?
You ever seen those shows back in the day when the bad guy would like put the note. He would just cut out letters in the magazine or newspaper.
Oh, I know. You guys are saying so much stuff. I was like, oh, somebody's gonna figure this out.
People are. Hey, I was trying. I was like, I was trying to, but you know, he doesn't listen. So.
No. I was like, he's saying too much. These people are too smart.
Yeah. So there's all right. That. All right.
Ready?
So if you want to hang out with the mystery caller, he's an individual from a band. You gotta come to a fireside, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
You never know when he'll be there.
I don't know what to tell you. Friend request us on YouTube and you'll have a better chance of getting notifications. Because I know immediately people are going to say, I don't get notifications.
People don't know how to do that. So is Leah's video posted yet on our page?
The counter isn't there. We need the counter.
That's because we had the fireside going. There you go, man.
Mm-hmm. Leah of the Village posted it to our page.
Okay, so if you don't know how to friend request us on YouTube, she is giving instructions in her video that we posted on our Facebook.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to rip it from YouTube and just post it as one of our videos.
Is she fine with that?
Yeah, she's fine with it. All right, This Love, Pantera. Let's do it.
Okay.
Go!
Go!
Favorite band. Metal.
Ooh.
Done. Colossus. There goes my guy, Don. Go, Don! Go, Don! Here we go.
I want to watch the music video for that.
Fuck!
That was unbelievable.
Damn it.
What? Live.
In person.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
See, I feel... Yeah.
It's a crime. It's a real crime. I was like...
It
when,
fucking sucks
when
not
it
being
started,
able to see this live, man.
And it was go... I was like all like, yes, it's Pantera. And then when it started, I was like, oh. Oh, well, that's disappointing. Because it was like kind of not going anywhere. It felt kind of boring. But that was like the perfect lead-up.
He was doing the vocals. I
thought the whole song was just going to kind of stay.
This is on
And then all of a sudden he went, no, but it's so hard. I was like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was confused because it was on the vulgar display of power. And there's the guy getting punched and he's getting eye jammies. So I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be some heavy shit. Then it started off, I was like,
how disappointing.
I was like, okay, you know, all right, you know, hey, you know, maybe a little quiet Oasis. He's like, or dying with that shit. Fuck that.
Oh my gosh.
You really enjoyed this song?
completely enjoyed it. I was like, what is this?
We needed some heavy shit too after the fucking this morning's events.
Oh, our lives.
The stunts that fucking these people pull.
It's not right.
I just walk right by it. I didn't say a word to him. I didn't say, he was looking at me like, ah, oh, shit. I just like. Poof.
I did the same. I couldn't. I was so angry. I didn't even talk.
Better things to do.
One time when we were kids, we had a babysitter over, and the babysitter asked us if we were allowed to do a mud fight, and my sister said we were, and I didn't say anything. We were not allowed to do a big mud fight. We were in our brand new clothes that my mom had just bought, and she made this huge thing of mud, and we had a huge. My parents weren't supposed to be home for hours. The mud was everywhere. My brother was really little. He was covered in mud. We were all covered in mud. And the babysitter had just taken this whole bucket of mud and threw it all over my sister. It was dripping down her. And up, but here comes my parents' van down the road. We all panicked. We ran in the house with the mud, babe. The mud was everywhere. It was up on their speaker systems. It was all in their flooring. This stuff was everywhere. We just spread it everywhere. My parents were so angry with us. Not one of us got punished because they were just so angry. I think that we got sent to our room, you know, but nobody got spanked. We got spanked and we were kids.
What about the babysitter?
Oh, she never came back.
Never came back.
No, she was panicked because all of a sudden my parents, she figured she'd clean up everything before they got home. But they came home literally like 2 or 3 hours early. So there was no, and then it was everywhere. And we were panicking because we knew we weren't supposed to be doing something like that.
All right, back to your regular program already in
like,
progress.
There's times where when the kid just does something so much, you just say, you know, I'm not even gonna go there. Just take a time out.
Yeah, I think like we posted the baby on Instagram.
Yeah.
He was like, you know.
Oh, yeah. You want me to add it in here?
But I can show you if you just slow down, lovey, I can show you the heartbeat.
I saw a little arm.
There. Oh, well. Your child doesn't want to participate here.
So is it, he's moving?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't see him moving all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, that's all baby moving here. But that little flicker right there, the little dark flicker is the heartbeat. And, it's really, if I just stay right where I am right now, you just see the gel roll around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the flicker now better? Oops.
That'll freeze.
Yeah, it does crazy things like that. But that baby is just like moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try again now that I have a better idea of right where I should be looking
mm-hmm.
to see if we can hear. But it may be that it's just right under that. Big vessel.
He's doing push-ups.
I kept removing it. That's you. Because me, I'd be chilling in there.
Yeah, he's doing push-ups, huh? Yeah.
Maybe so.
I don't have no lazy baby. I think to myself, if I saw that, I'd be like, shit, I want a kid.
Yeah.
And then if I heard, but on the other hand, if I heard the other shit, I'd be like, I don't want a kid. So like, we're like pro-life advocates of birth control, basically.
Right.
All right, now to something I enjoy, Pantera.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
They're my favorite. Okay, so
Let me go back to the baby thing. You can go to that after. The baby, this is only, the baby's only 10 weeks, and it's only the size of a prune, but it's already, like, inside of its mouth, little buds are starting that are going to become teeth, like, already. And obviously, its heart's been beating for a while. What else was the other things that we read about that they're this?
His thing? Arms.
Yeah, I know. His little arms. His little elbows are like working now.
Yeah, he was doing some jab.
If you like look,
you
he's like
it.
Moving.
You can see it in the little video. You can don't mess with him. It hurts you.
So cute. So cute.
Peacefully. If ever words were...
No, you were going to talk about those other bands. You were like, so...
Maguan Batushka are like right here for my favorite black metal bands.
Yeah, yeah,
as
yeah.
Far as like metal, if I talk about metal, like Slayer...
Is this metal or is this rock?
This is metal.
This is metal.
This is heavy metal. If you talk about Slayer, Metallica,
yeah.
Pantera
oh,
is
my
favorite metal band. Forget
Seriously.
It. Forget
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Honestly, I think me too.
Dime is my favorite metal guitar. Forget it. Dime's my favorite. Aside from Head, I have emotional and spiritual connection with the big homie.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not fanboying. You can hear it yourself in the interview where he said the same thing. But aside from that, it's my big homie Dime, man. God almighty.
Wow.
I love him. I love him. Love him, love him, love him.
Unbelievable. Whew, the energy. I want to see this.
Words were spoken, painful and unsure. You know what? This Phil Anselmo guy, man. Vocally? He's a bad man.
Yeah.
See, I didn't say bad motherfucker. I just did. Maybe we can beep that out. Beep! I need to find one of those. Beep! But, like, he's got range, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think I said something about Phil's range, like, way back when we started listening to Pantera. They're like, oh, you're full of shit. You don't know anything. Phil has range. He's one of the best vocalists. And I read it, and I was like,
ha, 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 ha. And now you're seeing. Oh, my God.
I really
your limited library of songs, mocked him.
But I was completely wrong. Yeah. You're right. Like, this dude has, you know, like, some people, like, oh, I'm going to go death vocals, and then I'm going to go clean, and it's like a gimmick or whatever. Mm. Like, or it doesn't really make sense to the song.
Yeah.
Like, this, like.
Oh, my word. I totally didn't see it coming.
Because it's
I have no idea.
It's about a relationship, obviously, yeah. that just needs to end, obviously. Yeah. But, like, you know, whenever you're in those situations and the relationship needs to end, but, you know, it's not happening yet, you go through these phases of, all right, you know, and then you're like, rah! Like, okay, this is not working.
yep, it's true.
So,
sometimes when you break up on the raw point, it doesn't stick. Because then you come back off that higher.
If ever words were spoken, painful and untrue.
I said I loved,
but I lied. This is like the fourth or fifth time this week. This is probably like relationship week. We just call this, Carmen, put this in the list as relationship
week. Yeah, it's so weird too because like you'd think that all these would pop up like on a week where we're like not doing good, but this has been like a really good week for us.
Yeah, it's been a great week for Vin and Sori.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all's life.
Oh, sorry guys if it's not going good.
I said I love, but I lied. So
all I wanted was the keeping of someone like you. It turns out deeper within me, love was twisted and pointed at you. Basically, is he just saying, I don't love you, but I said it so I could keep you because I think that you'd be a cool person to keep? Because he said, all I wanted was the keeping of someone like you. Like, he did it
just to
keep her.
I think with relationships, like, a lot of it, you know, people construe, you know, the term love with other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, loneliness. You're lonely. You want to be with somebody. And the person is like, okay, I'll be with you. And that gets construed as love. No, you're just lonely.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same thing as loving the person. That's why a lot of, you know, there are other factors, but that's why a lot of long-distance relationships don't work. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. Because it's like, the whole point of a relationship was you were just lonely, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really love the person.
And there's different types of love, too. You know.
Yeah,
and you can confuse that as well.
This one, though, was the keeping. All I wanted was the keeping of someone like you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be able to say I had someone like you. Not necessarily that I love somebody like you.
I don't think it's had, but it's have.
Well, keeping. I'm saying past tense because he's obviously done with the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, now that he attained her and he's able to say that he had her,
mm-hmm.
he's like, all right, well, that's that. It's a lot of self-awareness.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I was talking to one of my friends and she was a very attractive young lady. It was, and she's having all these relationship problems and she could not be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She just could not be in a relationship. And, you know, it would always start off good and then it would just disintegrate. And the guy was always terrible to her. And she's
and it would get real, real bad.
Well, yeah. I said, I don't understand, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I mean, I never came out and said it to her exactly like this, but it's a lot of dudes, like, wanted to be able to say that they were with a very pretty blonde girl, Instagram model, whatever. But loving a person is an extremely difficult endeavor. Mm-hmm. And loving them, like, through all the shit is an extremely difficult endeavor. And if the novelty of, I'm with a beautiful person, I'm, you know... Mm-hmm. It wears off after a while once you've, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she was going through. I mean, I never came out and said it that way with her. I was more on the angle of just be by yourself in a little bit and let God bring the person into your life. But
and he did. Like, you know, she got with a really guy that really loved
her. He did. When she started really, really getting serious with God, and then, you know, you attract people that are like you.
Right.
And so you know, he loved her and married her, and it, you know, it was great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for a long time, it was just this weird, she was always confused, and I never had the heart to tell her. It's like, look, you project a lot of, you know, she's very trendy, and she took good pictures, and blah, 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 and whatever, and so it's like a thing, like, for the male ego, was the keeping of someone like you. Mm-hmm. But they didn't really love her. And there's a lot of things that people get confused with love. And that's a major, major one of them. Mm-hmm. Plus all.
Yeah, you I know. Can see that.
Pre-course. Never end... What were you thinking?
With when?
Just now.
Well, I can see how that would happen to people. I mean, it's a sad thing. No, I was just thinking about it, and it's as sad as it is. Like, that's the reality. That's what happens. And that's what was happening there. It's kind of like a weird, scary thing to be like a pretty person, because then you don't know. It's like when you're rich, you know?
It's
you don't
true.
Know if the people are there because, you know, they really like you as a person, or because you're buying drinks all around, you know? And it's the same thing with a pretty person. You know, like, it could be that the person really loves you, or it could be that they love what you look like and they love how they feel when they're with you, and that you are like a trophy on their arm, and being with you makes them feel important and makes them feel worth something because they were able to get you. And, you know, see, it's just a tough place to be. You like strike a good like balance like with me. Like, I feel like that you think that I'm beautiful, but I don't think that you're with me because, like, I don't think that it's that shallow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna be by myself.
Yeah, and probably because we were friends for so long first, and you weren't like fanboying, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we were just friends. So.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. I mean, I think, you know, obviously with us, it's you can't compare us to. You know, because we were friends for almost a decade before any even, you know, we just got married in March or whatever, so.
Right, yeah.
With us, there was a lot of partnership and a lot of, like, spiritual commonality and things like that.
Yeah.
That were, you know, really, you know, to me, what you build an actual relationship on. And it's funny because when we're not doing well, it's those things are... Mm-hmm. Partnership isn't there, the spiritual connection isn't there, and that's when we're not doing well. Mm-hmm. And we were both pretty good at telling what the problem is in a given moment, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you're an incredibly, incredibly beautiful, I mean, beautiful woman, and you're, you know, it's just like any other relationship. There's difficulties. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the course?
It was so, like, bad that, like, I wasn't even focused on the lyrics. Oh, we could have been screaming
bad
about anything. Like
bad, bad good?
Like, it was so good that I was, like, feeling so much inside with the music. Like, everything in you just, like, is, like, with it. Like, I honestly, you keep this love thing, love, child, love, toy. You keep this... Oh, okay, is he talking about her? Like, him keeping her?
Well, I think he's taking the term love and looking at the way that it's used in our society. Mm-hmm. So love child is you know what a love child is. Love toy, you know. So it's like, it's basically a questioning of what is love. You know, you get together, boom. Now you have a love child. But did you really love the person? Obviously not. If they're a love toy, did you really love the person? You're just toying with them. Mm-hmm. So like, it gets to the point where, and he's probably a young, you know, rock and roller, very confused about what love actually means. Because when you're very, very young and you love someone, but then, you know, you have these deep, intense feelings and you're convinced that you love someone. Mm-hmm. And then it disintegrates. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, what the... Then you get very, very confused. Like, what is love? What does it really mean? What's going on? Then you have that internal kind of crisis, and then you look out, and you see how the term is love is just thrown around for everything. Hmm. You know, it's like, I love pizza. You love pizza? Like, what do you mean you love pizza? You know, there's got to be different... And that's why the Greeks...
Well, I was going to say, we're stuck, because we only have one word.
Right. The Greeks were masters at this, you know. It was very specific and very, like, boom.
Yeah, it's better if you have, like, different words, so then you can say, oh, love for this is different than love for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I thought that line was crazy. That was a really, really good line that I think would probably... The genius of that first line would get missed because that part was so heavy.
So damn heavy.
So heavy, so.
And then he says, you keep this love, fist, love, scar, love, break. So then he's just saying, this is where it goes.
Yeah.
You know, it started out as a thing, a child, a toy, like all those things. Now it's moved on to like heartbreak.
Right.
You keep this love, 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 but you still want it. You keep it. You still go after it, even though it's like that. Is that what he's saying?
Well, yeah. But I think the second verse, I've been the tempting one, stole her from herself. Mm-hmm. This gift in pain, her pain was life. And sometimes I feel so sorry. I regret this, the hurting of you. But you make me so unhappy. I take my life and leave love with you.
I was confused by this. What is going on?
Well, take my life, that phrase, take my life, usually means kill yourself. Right?
Yeah,
he took his own life.
Yes.
But I think what he's saying is like, being with him, she had to change all these aspects of who she was, stole her from herself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's really, that's one of the signs in my mind of an unhealthy relationship, where you have to completely be a different person to accommodate the person. Mm-hmm. You have to completely change, like, the core of who you are. Mm-hmm. So she had to do that to be with him. Now, it might have been special circumstances, though, because he's in this giant band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like women who are married to Navy SEALs, which those relationships don't last in the main. It's like an 85% divorce rate for everybody. So there's a sense, like, superficially, where you have to do things, you change certain things to accommodate a certain type of lifestyle. But I think what he's talking more of is the core of who she is, she had to do to change that to adapt to him. And I've always told people or my friends that were girls, like, if you have to do that, it's never going to end well.
Right.
Because he is going to he's going to dispose of you, because it's like what attracted him to you in the first place. You would hope
would
have been the core of who you were. Yeah. So, and if you change and become somebody you're not, you can't maintain that. Mm-hmm. So then you become a parody of something else. And it's like, man.
Right. Yeah.
I'll just be with the real thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, it never, and usually this is gone, you know, it happens with dudes and with girls. It just depends. There's a lot of power dynamics in relationships for whatever reason. And clearly in this situation, he had the power in the relationship. It was just the same thing with the Lynyrd Skynyrd song, where he was clearly like, nah. So he was wielding the power in the relationship. And there's a lot of relationships like that where there's a clear power dynamic.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, and so then you make me so unhappy.
I know.
I take my life and leave love with you.
What is so happening?
Terrible.
What well, is he saying?
I don't think he means killing it. He's like, I want to live my life. Yeah. And being with you, you're very clingy. You're very, you know, whatever, because you did all these changes to accommodate being with me. And he's like, I don't like you. Like, I'm not feeling you like that. Mm-hmm. You're just on me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to live my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to live my life and then you can have love. Because I don't have that. Because she's like, isn't it about love and, you know, love? You know, don't you love me? I love you. And I'd kill myself for you. I'd kill myself. You know, yeah. I'd kill you for myself. That's smart writing, bruh.
Well, that's what he ended up doing, right?
I'd kill you for my... What do you mean?
He says, I'd kill you for myself. That's what he did. It says, I stole her from herself. This gift is pain. Her pain was life. So in other words, like, he stole her from herself. And then what she became, like, she basically didn't have her own life anymore. And like, so in a sense, she's dead. And he did it for himself because that's what he wanted. But in the end, he didn't really want it. So then he ends up like hurting her more by, you know, getting rid of her.
I took that as he's trying to leave. He's trying to cut ranks with her. And she's saying, I'd kill myself for you. Don't leave. And then the crazy part of quote unquote love, which is I kill you for myself. Like, she's like that psychotic, that crazy. You know, where she's like, well, if you're gonna leave,
I'd rather have you dead.
Right, because she can't stand to see him with anybody else, right? So, and it's true, like the people that do like those domestic, and it's usually men. Sorry, guys. But the dudes that end up killing the woman because she left say that shit in the first line. They always say that. Oh, I killed myself. And then it turns out that, no, it's just about whatever. But it's really interesting, like, you make me so unhappy.
I know.
It's just crazy to me. Like, that's not... But again, if that's what you base relationships on, like, the person's just there for your happiness. And that they're just there to serve your happiness. So, the minute they can't make you happy anymore, get dispose of them. You know, it sounds fucked up on paper, and it sounds very selfish, but a lot of the way that we manage relationships operate that way.
Yeah.
People don't have ways of like, finding ways to strategically say, we're, you know, I think if you take a long, haul view of a relationship, and I'm specifically talking about marriage, so like, mm-hmm. you know, I plan to die, you know, with you. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, as far as like, so what that means is if I'm going to spend the next 40 to 60 spins around this thing with you, then that means that there's going to be periods where we're not happy with each other. Surprise.
I know. I don't like that.
You just hear people like, oh, I'm not happy. So,
oh, I know.
It's like, well, what were you expecting?
You're expecting it was just me.
Just fucking.
The whole time, just happy.
You're on Aladdin on a fucking magic carpet for the rest of your life? Like, you don't think they landed and had kids and shit and fucking role conflict and all the rest? Of course. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, now she made you unhappy, so she's gone. Which, of course, like, I get it. If you're young and you don't have a certain type of worldview, I'm just saying, like, once you get out of your 20s, you know, you gotta start really making some decisions. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, like, people are gonna make you unhappy. Like, I get it.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is that makes us think that that's actually a really bad sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's because you heard, like, I've heard bunches of people say, I just wasn't happy anymore. And that's why we got divorced. Like, that's like a reason why I hear a lot of people get divorced. They weren't happy anymore.
Yeah.
And so then when you go through your seasons where you're not happy anymore...
That was the case.
You know, if you go through your seasons...
I used to be mad about that shit, because here I was, like, this 20, 22-year-old kid, and, yeah, I mean, you knew the situation. I was with somebody that was actively trying to destroy the relationship. I mean, she ended up succeeding, but that was after a good fucking 15-year shot at it.
Right.
But, like... You had all these people, oh yeah, it's just unhappy. I'm like, hello, help me. Like, what are you talking about?
That wasn't a normal love. That wasn't a normal level of unhappy. I think that when people say I was unhappy, I don't think people are talking about what you... I don't mean to... I'm not laughing at the situation. It's just, like, you are so friggin' extreme that, like, anybody else that was in your situation would have been done with that shit a long time ago.
Borderline personality is a hell of a thing.
When people are saying I was unhappy, they mean, I think, more stuff like... We weren't compatible on things. I wanted to do this. I
don't want to trivialize other people.
He's putting his underwear on the bathroom floor. She
I don't want to trivialize other people's thing just because I was in a particularly extreme situation.
The people that I've talked to, the stuff that, like, would just start grating on them because, you know, like, when you're, like, you're not, like, close, like, things will grate on you that you're normally okay with? Or does that not happen to you? Okay, well, it happens to me. And it probably happens to a lot of other people.
You're also very vocal about it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I may vocalize some, but there's tons of things that get on my nerves that I don't vocalize.
I know all of them. Because you are horrible. I'm not going to tell you in front of these people.
Tell me two things that annoy me. Two things that are, like, not a big deal.
I leave my clothes all over the place and the hangers.
The hangers? Yeah, but that's not because I'm mad at you. You have these plastic hangers.
You just said name two things that bother you.
What I'm saying is when you're, like, not doing good relationally and then the person does something that normally you're fine with. I'm not normally fine with you throwing hangers on the floor. We have these plastic hangers and Vin will take his shirt out. He'll take his shirt off and he throws the hanger on the floor. So when he throws a hanger on the floor, it ends up getting stepped on and it gets broken. And then there's not enough hangers when I'm trying to hang up his clothes. So I got wise and bought metal hangers. But I still have some plastic ones that he
got. You gotta strategize.
But that's not... right. But no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, it's like if... I'm going to give a random example. This is not the case, but... Like, let's say somebody does this all the time. And that, like, you're fine with. But when you're mad at them, when they do that, you're like, can you freaking stop doing that? Like, it makes you really annoyed, but if you're not annoyed, normally it doesn't bug you. Do you have any of those? Like, when we're not doing good, there's not... I wish I was like you.
You're not very good at veiling your contempt for me.
My contempt! I do feel like that sometimes.
A letter of contempt.
Devin by sorry.
You should shoot one of those videos
when I'm mad.
Yeah, when you're mad at me. I'm sure the people would find it very. It'd probably be a million watched videos.
Oh my gosh. Type 33 in the comment section if you guys want me to do that.
Please.
But you'll see another side of me because I'm really pissed when I'm pissed. And it may not even be, like, rational.
Look, relationships are work, man, you know, and like we've both been through divorces, you know, so, like,
what were we gonna say? I'm sorry, cut you off.
Well, you woman-splain me, it's okay.
Well, I'm coming back.
Runaway feminism is just about mansplaining.
What were you gonna say before I said
all
that?
Everything about us is completely genuine, so, you know, we do love each other and it's a beautiful relationship, but it's work, man, you know, and you can't go into the relationship thinking that, but see, again, we have all these superstructures around and these grounding foundations around what relationships are that we just assume that I don't think a lot of people have, so... Because of that, it kind of, like, you know, when we're going, you know, you're able to kind of read me and go, okay, I know what's going to happen for the next 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I know to read you and I go, all right, you know, and we know it's going to, like, pass and you know, whatever, and boom.
Oh, yeah, it used to get me all.
And I just think that a lot of people could have really deep-rooted, fulfilling relationships, but they never gave themselves a chance because they were worried about, you know, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to trivialize it because, like I said, I think people have gone through real painful shit. And I've already said if the person's abusive and evil and whatever, then of course. That's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you go into the relationship with a completely self-centered perspective that everything, the other person's just there to serve your concept of happiness.
Right, right.
And the minute that they can't do that, you're out.
It's not healthy, yeah.
I think that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that sure, you'll always have the upper hand and you'll always find another person because for whatever reason you end up in the powerful position in the relationship. But I think that you're missing out on some real fulfilling, deep-rooted relationships that can create a better person. I'm a better human being. Not, you know, the other relationship was extremely difficult. Like I said, I poured 15 years into it of my life, but it turned me into a different type of, I'm a better person for it. And so anyway,
damn, there was so many things I had to say in that long discussion you just did. Well, one of them was, do you remember that thing that I sent you, about, it was basically like, it was kind of like new agey looking, and it was like soulmatey things.
I remember that.
What was it called?
I forgot.
Well, anyway, when I was, there's like this thing where like, there's like really intense people, and like when two intense people like find each other, it's basically like, I don't want to sound like too weird, but like it feels like worlds align, like it's the weirdest thing. But when they're not doing good, it's like friggin' explosive. And, like, they basically said, before the two of you find each other, you have to get your shit together because when these two types of personalities get together, like, it can be really friggin' intense and it's very difficult for them to, like, stay together and not, like, end up repelling because, like, it's so intense.
Yeah.
And, like, we're very much like that. Like, when it's intense, man, it's, like, intense, and in both for like negatives and for positives. Like, I've never experienced anything like it in my life, but you know what I mean? Like, and sometimes, like, I think about that, like, when we're going through like a really rough time, I'm like, whoo, mountaintop after this, baby. But anyway, but so I'm thinking to myself, what do I say too much? Tell me the truth. So listen, what I think is...
So I was smiling at the people, because I knew it was coming.
I've been holding it in. So anyway, listen, look at me. Look at me when I'm speaking to you. So do you think that there's people that, like, they, like, get in fights, and then they, like, I'm so unhappy, and they're not, like, I'm always looking for that rainbow at the end of the storm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's always, like you, there's, like, a crack in the... wall, or there's like something, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Where all of a sudden, like, you get in and then we find each other, and then the times of like being frustrated or when things were whatever, like, it like makes those like good times after. But if you're not looking for that crack in the wall, you could miss it and just stay in misery for a very long time.
That's what I mean. It's like you've lost probably two or three really deep, significant relationships because you had some Hollywood thing in your head, or you just came into a relationship with this selfish mindset that the other person's just there to serve your happiness for the rest of your life.
Okay, and I have one more thing to say, and I'm not sure if it's extremely unhealthy. What were you going to say?
I've just never seen a couple that's been together for 50 years that said, we were just happy all the time with each other.
Yeah, I know.
Like, please, you fucking people like grew up in World War II and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. But go ahead. You're going to say something.
Yeah.
You said you wondered if it was too extreme.
No, if it was very unhealthy.
Or if it was unhealthy.
Damn.
Oh, a lot took it from your mind, so. Okay. I knew that was going to happen. You always say, finish your point.
No, I didn't say that time.
All right. What do you give the song?
10. It's probably 9.8.
What?
Probably 9.8.
It's a 10 for me.
Because it wasn't... I wanted him to do that more.
Do what more?
The intense part.
It's a 10 for me.
Oh, I think what I was going to say was...
Right.
When people... like, you know, like when... You might not even know what this is like. When everything's going, like, good in a relationship or not, like, necessarily bad, it's just, like, meh, then, like, you think to yourself... Probably if there was something that came up, like we had to like, take a 2-week trip away from each other, then we could come back with that intensity. So, do you know what I'm saying? It's
never
getting really quiet in here.
Never heard that formula.
That's because your relationship was never just like that. So maybe it's just for people that have kind of a...
If I took a 2-week vacation from that person and it never came back.
Right, right.
Well, they did, and they never came back.
Okay, let me add...
So, there's that. So no, you're speaking from...
Let me ask you this. So you know in my past relationship, we didn't fight. Like was something, it just didn't happen.
Right.
So that should have been concerning, but I didn't. I thought that that was a good sign. So when a situation like that, like that was kind of like where I would be like, man, if we could take a two. Because it just, everything was kind of meh. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking to myself, if he had to go on a two-week vacation, which I didn't want him to leave, but if he did and then he came back, then maybe stuff would be like exciting. Wait, let me finish what I'm saying. Do you think that if we would have fought, then that would have been like that, and then we would have been able to like fight and then come back?
Discussion on camera. I think
okay, generalize it for like people like.
No, I think I think this is like an idea that only you've had in your mind.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know about this. Let's take a two-week vacation.
It's probably like when I was a kid and I would get bored and think that, and remember that I used to do that?
Yeah.
Wish that some horrible event would happen to.
Yeah, that's probably.
Oh, man.
That's probably.
Well, that's why I said maybe it's unhealthy.
You have issues. It's a 10 for me.
Oh, my gosh. Should I do a 10?
No, because then they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, Phoebe.
No, I don't know how I just copied you.
You pressured her.
Okay, 9.8.
Get out.
Story out.
Gone.